This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No, both those guys, you know, Mac did an awesome job for us the last couple of years, Robbie Chirinos before that, in a backup role, and then, you know, Adley, they know Adley really well. You know, there's always going to be, with the new catcher and Gary, there's going to be some get-to-know throughout camp. That's going to be important for us, that he catches everybody. These 6 weeks is going to be a real get-to-know for him, as well as the pitchers, understanding, you know, him understanding what they like, what they don't like, how to set up, etc. But I've been on a couple of Zooms with Gary, too, and he's a pro, and looking forward to the season to start.
Brandon Hyde talking about their new catcher, Gary Sanchez. If memory serves, James McCann is not signed anywhere yet. He is still out on the street, but the Orioles chose to go in a different direction. That direction is Gary Sanchez, who does not have the defensive reputation that James McCann has. He does have a bit of a power bat, though. When he does connect with the baseball, it goes a long way. So, Jason, you've had some time to marinate on this. He's worked with some pitchers. He's been in a couple spring training games. Is he the right guy to replace James McCann?
This was another one where they kind of waited, right? Like O'Neill, they were a little bit proactive on. I think they might have overpaid. This one, they were more waiting. It got down to just a few names still out there, including McCann, and then they basically gave Sanchez the kind of money that all these backups were getting, including guys like Darnell, who I think are a lot better behind the plate. Mm-hmm. So I do wonder if they missed the mark a little bit here. I do wonder if, as much as we talk about how progressive they are and how moneyball they are, I've said it once, I've said it a million times, they got a lot of Dan Duquette in their game, too. And I do think the power, especially knowing that they're changing the wall configurations, which they had to have known for a long time before they did it, played a role in this. And I think they get seduced by that. But, I mean, let's not get it twisted. This guy's in the 20th percentile in blocks above average. Like, it's not even salvageable at this stage of his career. Like, his framing metrics are terrible. He is slightly above average, caught stealing. And he does have a big arm. He has a hard time keeping it accurate. But he's not going to provide anything other than power. I mean, a 309 weighted on base average? Like, eh? A 219 expected batting average? Eh? He's going to chase more than you'd like. He's going to strike out a little bit more than you'd like. He has to hit home runs. I mean, he has to produce. 2 years ago, he slugged 492. You get anything close to that, they're going to be willing to live with a whole lot of other stuff. But, like, that's also an outlier between a couple of years where he wore out his welcome in some places and where he kind of had some issues with catching certain pitchers in certain places. So I'm interested to see where it goes. I still have a pet theory that a third catcher is going to have to be in this mix for one reason or another. Maybe Adley related, maybe Sanchez related, maybe just both, maybe just Hyder related. But it is surprising to me that you came off of Chirinos, who couldn't hit a lick, but everybody loved him and loved throwing to him and all that. And McCann, whose clearly offensive profile was on the downswing, but brought all those intangibles. And now you've got, in a year where expectations should be the highest, a guy who brings none of that other stuff, but you think might be able to really thump for you.
Well, I think what's interesting, if you compare McCann and Sanchez's baseball savants, interestingly enough, Sanchez grades out better defensively. Now, it's marginally better, and that's sort of how you view this move, right? Where he is a better hitter. Last year, at least, he is a better defender. When you're looking at blocks above average, McCann, the only area he beat him was caught stealing above average. Sanchez is better framing, better pop time. And obviously, we know that Sanchez is a better hitter. Now, it's improving on the margins, though, to me. They waited at the end when all the catchers were getting signed up, and that was kind of the last seat at the musical chairs, if you will. But it's really improving on the margins.
Yeah, it's the timing's weird, too. Just to clarify something, they announced the O'Neill and Sanchez signings on the same day. But the factor that, Jay, and for people listening, all the other backup catchers had gone already.
Yeah, like, they waited for, this was
last
it.
Chair.
Yeah. This was really kind of it. Yeah. And like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I mean, would I rather have this guy or Danny Jansen? I'd rather have Danny Jansen 8 days a week. Now, Danny Jansen might want to play more than this guy was sort of thought to need to play. But I also wonder if it does break down like last year, and he has to catch as much as McCann catches, I wonder what his defensive metrics would look like then.
For
T-Bone.
Sure. Oh, for
I
sure.
wonder, that's, like, that's if he ends up catching 2-3 times a week because the other guy's in a slump or the other guy's not hitting when he catches.
He's in good shape, Jason.
Okay.
He's in good shape.
He's not
now.
A spring chicken.
I'm talking about the other guy. The other guy's in good shape.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm just saying, shape or not.
He better be catching.
He's got to be
if
catching.
If this more. Guy's got to do what McCann's got to do, this guy had to catch a playoff game.
Well, and that's that's the other thing. With,
Adley DH'd
that happened. Yeah, that's the other thing with
who
McCann.
Who couldn't hit, where and he DH'd.
That's the other thing with McCann, where I feel like people forget where offensively, just talking offensively, he couldn't hit a lick the first half of the year. But down the stretch, he was giving them something at the plate.
And then he struck out in the playoffs. Yeah. The fact that he was in the lineup in the first place, I think, spoke more to Adley being who he was. And by the way, a guy who wasn't hitting, being your designated hitter in a playoff game, was quite a message. And having him near the top of your lineup, another great message. But Jason, you talk about injuries possibly happening, and Tyler O'Neill, and all, like he never plays 162. There is a world where possibly Gary Sanchez is maybe DHing against left-handed pitching at some point in the season. Give you an extra thump in the lineup.
And that's where then I start to think about the specter of a third catcher.
Yeah. A David Benuelos.
Yeah, I mean, if you get to a point, I think you could get to a point where if Jorge Mateo's back and he's everything they think he could be, then that kind of can be a 2-for-1 roster spot. And that could give you some flexibility. And by that point, you've probably weeded some of this out. You know, and is this guy staying healthy? Is this guy who we thought he was? Did we put too much on this young guy's plate? And you may reach the point in time in middle of June, early July, something like that, where Mateo's, you're finding ways that you want Mateo in your lineup, and you can move him around, and positional flexibility sort of opens up a road for you to maybe double down at a different position group with more manpower than the average team might utilize there.
We'll switch to Ravens coming up next. And Eric DaCosta spoke to the media the other day, and he was back to getting his messaging out about how the Ravens spend, what they're up against. The cap did get announced officially. They have a little extra money, but so does every team. But Ravens complaining about the salary cap. That is on brand, and Jason has something to say about it next here on The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.